Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Weingartner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ralph Weingartner. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Grove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Bishop moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Bishop scores. Werber moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale catches it and throws to first to double up Cook. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hale reaches second base with a double. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hale moves to third. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Larry steals second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook. Averill reaches second base with a double. Rice moves to third. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Averill scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Werber. Trotsky moves to third. Hale moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 1 in the game. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Cook reaches second base with a double. Werber moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is walked intentionally. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 0-for-1 in the game. Weingartner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Sam Rice. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing left field. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Cook moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell is walked intentionally. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Calm hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burnett. Larry reaches second base with a double. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Larry moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Grove moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. Grove moves to third. Bishop moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Grove scores. Bishop moves to third. Werber moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bishop scores. Werber moves to third. Cook moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. Cook scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 0 for 2 in the game. Weingartner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bishop strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Porter moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to home to get Johnson. Porter moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-3 in the game. Grove hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 3 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.